Today's daf is daf lamed. Okay, we're going to be learning, and we begin from the next mishnah. Nachtum shehu oseh betuma. So I've got a baker who is engaged in his baking, if you like, in a state of tuma. Lo lashin v'lo orchim imo. You cannot knead, you cannot arrange the bread, because that's all considered part of the process, if you like, and then that you are of arich of putting it together, and all that meaning all that act of doing that by aveira betuma is considered an aveira because. Once it's rolled and prepared, as you said, it's chayev to separate challah, and it's metame challah. Just like metame truba is a problem, also metame challah is a problem. So you can't assist him in this task. You messiah. You can take the pat to the paltar, meaning who alokeach min anachtum harbe ki karo pemoshes biyachad kedil amochrom yad al yad. So the baker might produce a loaf and he hands it over to a paltar. A paltar is almost like the let's separate between the bakeries and the bakery shops. Okay? He's like the bakery shop. Meaning, once the bread's already been made and completed, by being paid to be the transport company, take the bread from that baker to the bakery shop, that's already, the aveira is finished. So there's not considered messiah in that situation. Because the aveira was metamara during the kneading process. Okay? That is the problem. Okay, let's continue. Now, this piece we've seen in a few different mesechtas. We saw this in Shvis, we saw this in Gittin. We'll go through. So Nachtam Shasabatumat. So Vatani Alat says lo lotatim lo tochnim lo bolalin. It seems to be also not allowed to do other activities even earlier in the process, grinding, rolling it, things like that. And lotatim is when you soak it in water. So Amar Rav Hila. So what the question is, Ram Rav Hila, just to fill in a few gaps with the Pnei Moshe. He says that Hata Makshi Hai Brayta Datani ain tochanin v'lo borimimo. Right, v'hatam k'tani, asher eshet chaver mash'ela le'eshet am ha'aretz, nafa v'kavra. That a eshet chaver can lend an eshet am ha'aretz, a nafa v'kavra to siv, and be engaged in those earlier activities in the change, boreret, tochenet, grinding, separating and sifting with her. U'mashni Rav Hila, and the answer is, why is it by the nachtom, it seems to be more chamur in terms of and can't even do those earlier processes. Whereas by the Isha, you can help her up until a point, even the earlier stages. And we said the difference is, back to the Gemara, kan lechulin, kan the truma. There's a difference between chulin and truma. Okay? Meaning, what's the difference? Because I'll show you here that if you're dealing with truma, you're tame truma directly, and chulin, it's not yet making it tame, or sorry, the early stages, it's fine. Okay. In other words, I'm more machmir by truma. Sorry, let's continue. Vatanina, and the Gemara asks, we're talking in the case where your machmir is by a nachtom. And it says, idlachalameima nachtom betruma. Now, here, the Reb Chaim there points out is a nachtom is a baker. And you're trying to tell me, well, machmir by the bakery, because he is dealing with actual truma produce. That's why you're more machmir in the earlier stages. That doesn't make sense because Kohanim would not take their truma to a baker to prepare, meaning large amounts of wheat you take to a baker to do preparation, but truma, it doesn't seem to be able to get in such large volume. They wouldn't bother going to a bakery. They'd sort it out at home. So how can you say the case of the Nachtum is talking about we're more machmir by the Nachtum, by the baker, because we're dealing with truma? It doesn't make sense. So the Gemara continues, Chavraya Amri, the Chatam Nicham say, kan belotet, kan b'she'en lotet. The difference is at a bakery, he's lotet, meaning he already soaks it such that in water, such that the wheat in the kernels, the grinding stage, are already susceptible to tuma. And because they're receptive to tuma, they can become tame earlier. So therefore, you can't messiah, you can't help in the early stages. But the eshet chaver in this situation, why I'm all makel to in the early stages, is because that wheat was not yet soaked. And therefore, and it was not yet susceptible to tuma. So assisting in that situation, which is not going to be metame the raw products, there's no problem there. That's how we differentiate between the two cases. Vatanina, and this doesn't, even though ha sometimes means it's a kasha, here it's binichuta, it's assisting it, meaning it supports it. It says when it comes to helping this esher chavra can help an esher dama aretz, have aval mishatila mayim, once it's added water, lo tigal etzla. Then you can't help her. From that point onwards, she'in machzikin yadei ovrei aveira. Ah, you see that once it reaches water, that's when it comes susceptible to tumah. Mashma, prior to that, it wasn't yet susceptible to tumah. So it means they didn't soak the wheat kernels in water. Okay, that supports the contention that the reason why we're mekil, by the case of Esher Chaver, to helping out Esher Ama Aretz, is because in those early stages, it wasn't yet susceptible to tumah. So there really is nothing substantially different between the two other than the process. Okay, whether it's chaver or nachto. Let's continue. So to appreciate this, this is talking about in the Mishnah there in Shvi'et. It says, "Machzikdim yadei akum." An non-Jew was working fields in Shemitah. You can say, "It says machzikim." You can support them or encourage them. Now, the question is, what does that mean? So there's a debate. Rav Chadamar one says, "Charosh." The first Shita says, look, keep up the good work, work hard, and I'll buy it off you after Shemitah. That means that's what machzikin. You can even do that to a goy who's working with Shemitah. However, the Chadamar says, no, you can't do that. You can just say Yisha, which is like Yasha Koach, that type of expression. Now, why does the Shita say you can't say, oh, plow hard or go strong and I'll buy it after Shemitah? Because then it's as if it's domeh, it's similar that he's plowing for the Israel during Shemitah. Okay, fine. There's a bit more machmir that way. Okay. Now the problem is, it says Manda Amar Charosh Batzvaot Va'anu Nasiv Leminach Bata Shmita. The Shita that says that when it says Machzik Din Yedei Akum B'Shmita, it means you can say keep up, not like work hard and I'll buy it off you. What then it says at the end of that same Mishnah, it says V'Sho'alim B'Shlomam. What does it mean Sho'alim B'Shlomam? What does that mean? It means Yishar, it means Yishar Koach. But it doesn't mean you can say Shalom Aleichem. You can't do it as Shalom. Because Shalom is one of the Shemot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can't say one of the Shemot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're referring to an Akum. That's the expression there. Okay? Ve'ino Omra Agoy is the explanation. However, Manda Amar Lagoy Isher, according to the first Shita, when it says Machzikim Yedei Akum B'Shvid, it means exactly that, Isher Yishar Koach. What then does it mean, Ma'u Sholem B'Shlomam? What does it mean? You can shalom. It can't be shalom aleichem because we just said that's not possible. So what is it? It can't be a share because you said the ratio is a share. So we're talking about shel Yisrael. You can say shalom aleichem. Interesting. What are we talking about? This is an Israel who is choresh b'shvi'it. It's talking about. He's a over aveira. According to this way of reading of that Mishnah, you can even say mipnei darchei shalom. You can say Shalom Aleichem, even if it might be interpreted as you're encouraging him. You can say Shalom Aleichem to this person who's doing an Aveira during Shemitah because of Darkei Shalom. What a fascinating position. Suppose they're throwing stones at him. You can say Shalom Aleichem. Okay, that's that understanding. Okay, let's have a look. Dalma, we've got it Maisa. Rav Chinan Abar Papa Vrosh Mu Bar Nachman Avrun Adchad Min Choreshei. Rav Chinana Bar Papa and Shmuel Bar Nachman were passing by a person who was Choresh B'Shvi'it. It was over. He was plowing during Shemitah here. Amale Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, he said, Yishar. He says, Yishar Koyach. Right? Not necessarily encouraging, but like, Yishar is more like, you should be strengthened type of thing. It's like, maybe Yishar Koyach. Fine? So Amale, Rav Chinana Bar Papa, what are you talking about? Lo Kelfen Rebbe, didn't you teach the Velo Amru HaOvrim Berkat Hashem Aleichem? The simple understanding of the pasuk is those who are over Aretzono. You don't say Berkat Hashem Aleichem. So how can you say give this person a bracha who's doing an aveira? So she'asu lamar lachoshesh v'yitisher. How can you say that? So Amar he responded, Likrota de'yadei. Very good. You know how to read psukim. Lidrosh, you don't have darshan. Because that's not the meaning of the pasuk. The pasuk is below omrim ha'ovrim, meaning ha'ovrim. Who are the ovrim? The ovrim are the umot ha'olam. Because the ovrim in ha'olam. Shelo amru, they didn't say to Israel, Birkat Hashem aleichem. They didn't give us part of their bracha. Meaning, Uma Israel omrim, what's the rest of the pasuk? Berachnu etchem b'shem Hashem, we've blessed you. So what's the understanding? Meaning, Lo daichem kol ha'tavot v'hanachamot ha'ba'im la'olam b'shvileinu. All the bracha that was coming to this world was for us, and you've been enjoying from. It's not enough that you didn't want to share it with us. V'inata omrim lanu bo v'su lachem min ha'brachot. You might, in other words, there's not enough they didn't say, come share in it. Ella, what do you do? V'lo od ella shtem magalgin aleum beisin v'zimiot v'guglot v'aranonot. Not just that. You don't invite us to enjoy in the bracha that's because of us you're receiving, but instead you're actually taxing us and penalizing us and putting all the manners of this tax, that tax, all these types of penalties upon us. Okay, that's how you enter in the pasuk. Okay, and that's of course the shita that says, even you can say yisher, you can say shalom aleichem to someone who's over there. Okay. Asur, asur. So here, this is going back to, this is, by the way, where that sugya ended in Shemitah, in Shvet, sorry. And we're going back to our Mishnah. Now, the Nachtom, until what point you're allowed to, so you're not allowed to help this Nachtom, this baker that's working betumah. What's considered still part of the Aveira that you'll be Messiah Aveira? Because again, what's the Aveira? Since it's betumah, he's affected the Metameh, the Challah, or the dough from which is meant to separate Challah. And you're allowed to do that, because we said Melam Metameh Teva, we discussed this last year. So Gemara says, you're not even allowed. Sorry, you're even not allowed to lirdot imo asur. Lirdot means even taking the bread out of the oven. Okay, but again, after that's all finished, then we said you can start helping transport it to the paltar. But you know, it seems to be the isur is not only from the beginning of like when it comes tameh or can become tameh, but until it's rolled where the chiv of challah begins, but even after the bread is baked, so it bridges that entire period. But the Kavat we find lezalef imo asur. Lezalef imo, there's different expression lezalef, but the first shot of the Bnei Moshe is if it's talking about wine and he's pouring it out because it's metameh the wine as well, right? In terms of history of metameh tevel. Okay, let's continue. This is now halach yud aleph. Nochri shenimtza omed betzada bor shel yain. A nochri, you're standing by your bor, which is the pit in which the wine, the juice is sort of collected from pressing the grapes. He says, habor shel yain. If there you owe this goy money, okay, and importantly, we'll see soon that it means if it is he can collect it from the wine itself, then it's asur because of concern he'll feel that it's already his and it's already sort of like maybe taken a cup of it or sort of to handle them. If ain lo alav malveh, if there is no debt on it, in other words, he doesn't feel a sense of entitlement to start handling this bor. Then we say it's mutar, it's fine. Okay, yeah, fair. Why? Because Pnei Moshe, I'll just read the Pnei Moshe, like I explained, Hilkach is not scared. The Savar I Amarli Midi Aminale Tenicheni Li. In other words, is the goy in your absence going to be scared to start, handling this wine or taking a cup of it or something like that? Meaning, if there's a debt and this is from which he can collect his money from this goy, then even if you spring it, if you walk in and say, "What are you touching the wine?" He says, "Look, it's mine anyway. It'll be fine. He's not concerned." However, if there's no debt, he has no rights to this wine, no legal whatsoever. He'll be too scared to start grabbing the wine out of concern. You're going to walk in and it'll look like a thief. Okay, if it. Now, what if he's nafala bor? If the goy falls into the bor, va'ala, and they pull him out, or medado bekaneh, or he starts measuring with a kaneh, a reed. So you've got a deep reed, you put it in, and you can see where the water level gets up to. Hetiz et tzira, flicks out a tzira, which is like a wasp or something falls into it and he flicks it out. Or sheam metapech al chavit merutachat, or he's sort of skimming off the, if you like, the froth from the top. Kol elu maise, that was a maise va'amru yimaker. That's the shon machmer to say you should sell it, meaning. Out of concern of to extent of Yain Nesach. However, Rabbi Shimon, to the guy that is, Rabbi Shimon says it is matir, is completely mutar. There's a little bit of thought. I mean, in other words, it seems to be, when you say yimacher, it means it's asur b'shtia, but not hana. We've seen that distinction along the way as well. That's why you can sell it. Okay? So it's not exactly Yain Nesach level concern, it's more like stam yain type of concern, maybe. The Rabbi Shimon says, or even less than that, but Rabbi Shimon says it's completely mutar, even b'shtia. Now, there's one point we have to sort of address in this mission, which is important, the case of nafal bor. Because in yesterday's shir, if you remember, we saw the person fell into the bor, you have to restrict his hands. And if he moved his hands, it's already an asur. So what's the story with this guy that fell into the bor? So that's why the Pnei Moshe says here, it says, nafal hanochri labor male yain va'ala, v'hu sha'ala met. And that's if he was dead when they pulled him out. Da'afakav den ga, even though that he may have came into contact with the wine at the time he fell in, because there's no intentional stirring or contact with this water. He fell in. However, he says, if he's pulled out alive, we're concerned that as he's being rescued, he may have been grateful as he's being taken out, and therefore he would also the wine, because he may have modeled. Okay, that is that. So, in other words, that's how we can sort of understand how this Mishnah would fit in with yesterday's stuff as well. Because again, he falls in, depends on the context. when it's mutar or asur, what did he do, what if it happened to him, etc. Now, Natan tells me, what if he grabbed a barrel and it was any vazar kalabor, and he took a barrel and threw it into the bor, okay? Empty barrel, assuming the bor is full of wine, he's effectively stirred it, hasn't he? Physics-wise, he has. However, we say in that situation, it's kasher, it's absolutely fine. Okay, we'll see this in the Shtiyah. We'll see in the Gemara. Let's go to the Gemara now. Nochi shenimtza. Rav Sheshet, the same Rav says, v'hu shiyeh lo alav malveh alo to bor. In other words, when do we say that the goy has a sense of entitlement to this and is not scared to start, accessing the wine with that in your absence? That's when that the wine itself is a guarantee or for the loan, that he'll be able to collect the money from this wine. Aval im ein malveh ala toa bor, if, however, there's no debt on this bor, shechen derech balei chov la'amod begitor begranot. What the Pnei Moshe explains is that if there's no debt specifically on this bor, it still might be that the goy is interested to see the financial affairs of the person who's borrowed money for him. That's why he might walk around the place, but he won't have that sense of entitlement now to start, taking some of the wine. Okay, and they'll be too scared to be sprung. Okay, so in other words, Mishnah's talking about specifically when it's a potiki, meaning you're going to collect the money from this wine. The says that the Mishnah is talking about malve alotobor. That's when it's betoch lepishut yadayim. That is when it's within arm's reach of where the goy is. Okay, that's when we're concerned. If it's on the other side of the I don't know, the farm or something, or at a distance, even not within his arm reach, we're not concerned that he made it put his hand. It's only the concern is when it's look the possibility that he did it. However, but there seems to be another machmir shita that says no, it doesn't matter whether this was the garret, this is from which the money was going to be taken. If the goy is owed any money, and even if there's that the apotiki wasn't this wine, he would still feel a sense of entitlement. We haven't seen that position, but according to that understanding of the sugya, you would think then that it doesn't have to be within it doesn't have to be within arm's reach. It could be chutz lepshita lepishut yadayim. In other words, maybe he didn't see, maybe he walked in, he accessed it, etc. So the Gemara says, "Lo ken amarav ba b'shem Rav Sheshet k'shem shenatnu pishut yadayim b'tarot kach nitnu pishut yadayim b'yayin nesach." What's this pishut yadayim meaning? This limit of pishut yadayim within arm's reach for Torah. Look at the Pin Moshe. This is what we learn in Masechta Taros. It says, "Meniach amaretz betoch beito." If you leave an amaretz in your hand, in your house, sorry, what are we concerned that he was metameh? Okay, because an Am Haaretz is someone who's not necessarily particular with the laws of Tum and Tara, and is in your house. What is he going to metameh? Chachamim ein tameh ela ad makom sheyachol lifshut yadav liga. In other words, we're not concerned he's going to start walking around the house and opening up the drawers and doing all these things. We're only concerned what things are within arm's reach he may have handled. Okay, but lo chashin Hashem alech ad makom sheyachol liga. We're not concerned that he's he started exploring. So therefore, you see the concept of pshut yadayim also applies to yain nesach as well. So ela no. Then spatochi pishu umanda ama malve. According to Shito, meaning lokola alma, whether you understand that this bor is going to be problematic, whether there's a debt to be paid to this goy and he can collect it from this bor, or whether it's just a general debt and hasn't specified where he can collect the money from, whichever way you understand what the Mishnah is talking about, both of them ubelvad. Change the word here. To toch lepishut yadayim regla, sorry. It's only when it is within arm's reach of where this goy was going, or where the goy is known to be. In other words, we're not concerned that he end up exploring and walking around. Okay, that's the point. That's chashish is only toch pishut yadayim regla. Let's continue. Next sugya. Rav Avin says b'shem Rav. Halachik Rabbi Shimon. Halachik Rabbi Shimon is, if you remember, in the case. We said that if it's all the cases in the beginning, he flicks the tzira out. All these cases, we say that it is matir, it's mutar, even b'shtiyah. It's not considered, no concern that that's an act that will make it yain nesach, but the goy did. So Rav Avin says, b'shem Shmuel, halach Rabbi Shimon. Rav Avin says, b'shem Shmuel, ani kaparat Rabbi Shimon. That's an expression of love, right? For Rabbi Shimon, of affection. He says, o matir b'shtiyah, o asur b'hanaya. In other words, he doesn't have this half position. If it's asur, it's going to be asur even b'hana'a. And when it's mutar, it's going to be even mutar b'shtiyah. That's part of the Chachamim or Mishnah that seems to suggest that it was okay, asur b'shtiyah, but mutar b'hana'a. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Shem Rava umas ayah v'hora b'shtiyah k'Rabbi Shimon." Again, not only was this theoretical, it was a mice as well, and they followed Rabbi Shimon. Now, Reb Shmuel says b'shem Rav Aval, ein ha goy osei yayin nesach b'zrika, which is what's effectively said on Mishnah. He took a barrel and threw it into the water. That doesn't make it. We said that doesn't make it yayin nesach. So, in some sort of zrika, through throwing a projectile of something into the wine, that doesn't make it yayin nesach. Now, the question is goy maush yasei yayin nesach b'chamato, meaning if it's not b'zrika, but yet the goy is actually angry. In other words, in our Mishnah, we saw a case where he took a barrel and threw it down. Okay? Yeah. Chavit, sorry, what is it? He said, Natal Chavit Vizar Kalabor. Now, the assumption is that it was because he was, say, angry. Okay, but now we've just learned that it's not got to do with that. It's got to do with the fact that it was, you can't make a Nessa Bezrika. Throwing a projectile and causing some wine to move about, that doesn't make a Yain Nessa. So therefore, the question is, okay, what if he did move it about, but it's through an act of anger? Are we concerned from Ayin Nesach in that situation? Because I still want to know the anger point. The Gemara says, so Shmina is going for the following. Ar maya hava le kupin gom atzarta. So there's an Arami who had some boxes or containers or whatever it was in this storeroom. At Israel, and Israel came along with Zalaf bo bahun chamar. And he poured into these containers his own wine. So the Ati Aramaya, this Aramean, was very upset. So what are you doing pouring your wine into my boxes, my containers? So what he says, Kol tov v'shafchun l'guba. He took it all, he was angry, instead of emptying it back into the bowl. That's what he was doing. Okay? Now, what's the din there? Does that make Yain Nesach? He moved it about, kishkesh, it was moved, but he was angry. Ata uvdu kamei Rabbanan, the incident came Rabbanan, Amre eina goy osei nasa b'chamato. Since it was when he was handling this, he was angry at the time, and it's clearly wanted just to rid his containers of this wine. That doesn't make it Yain Nesach. Okay? Because again, he's not in a state where it would be moida and he start doing avoda for his whatever the avodah zarah is. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says b'shem Rabbi Abba, Zeshu mozeg b'chamin asur b'tzoinen mutar. Ahavad yavo elai. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says Rabbi Chiya had an extra, like, let's call a chumra kula. That if a goy comes to dilute wine, if you remember the way they had wine in those days, it was potent, it was strong, and they would always dilute it with water before they drank it. But if a goy comes to dilute wine, in the normal way, importantly, normal way they would dilute it, they used to use warm water to do so. Okay? Then the Chachamim, they would also that wine. They would also that wine, it concerned, you might start handling the wine, whatever the different reasons are. So it says, it would be asur. However, if you did it with, say, cold water, that didn't seem to be the manner in which they'd usually do a normal Mezigah, and then it would be mutar. However, what Yirmiyah says, I never relied on that cooler. Yavo elai, okay? However, Rabbi Yasa Azal Tzur, he went to Tzur. Chamtun Shatan Chamar, he saw them drinking wine, the chamimin, and the wine seemed to be warm. The Armaya Mazag. And it seemed to be it was non-Jews or the Avodah Zarah that had been diluting the wine, and with warm. So Amalei Ma Shar Lachon, who permitted you this practice? Because again, once again, as we've just seen up above, the Shidra of Chiya Bar Abba is if a goy dilutes the wine with Mayim Chamim, who also the wine. Okay, and they seem to be enjoying it in that way. They had no problem with getting these going to dilute the wine in the way that one they would dilute before drinking. Wait, is it a function of some kind? Let's continue. Now, halach yudbet. So this is the situation. Let's say your goy wants to start selling wine to Jews. He wants to get OU. So what happens is he gets some, but there's certain activities that he can't engage in because it'll make a yayin nesach. So we engage a contracted a Jew to do so. Okay? However, actually, to be more accurate, that's not exactly the case. What it really is it's like the Jew himself wants to be able to sell this wine. Okay? So it's really more like a Jew went to a vineyard and wanted to matar yain to have wine by this Jew's vineyard and press, whatever it is, and then he would be able to sell it. Okay, so he's produced this wine, it's tara. The natnu brushoto, and it's placed in his reshut of the goy. The baitu patuach l'rishus, and it's in a house that's open to the rishus harabim, so everyone can see all the stock. But irish yesh ba goyim v'Israel mutar. In a city where there's both Jews and non-Jews, leaving it in his care would absolutely be mutar, not a problem. So again, the way it's explained is because the Mirta da Nochri, the Nochri is concerned that again, he's got this whole financial project, and if he's caught, if you like, handling or opening the barrels of wine and taking a drink for himself, it's going to ruin the whole project. He's going to mufsid the whole thing. Okay, that's why it's okay to be. In other words, it seems to be that the concern of financial loss is a pretty good mashgiach. Okay, next. However, the Irsha Kol HaGoyim, a city that's, in other words, no Jews in the area, Asur, Achiyoshev, more Shomer, then you'd actually need a Shomer to look after the wine to make sure they're not touched. Because there's no Mirta, without a Shomer, there's no one supervising him, and he might end up passing the wine. I think no one's going to know the difference anyway. These Jews have, what difference does it make? I thought she touches it. Okay? However, Ein Sham Shomer, if there's no Shomer, Tzarich Liot Yoshev U'Mushamer, he has to be present, he has to himself. But if he's what's called Yotze, in other words, if you can create a situation where he's scared to engage him, in other words, you have to sit there the entire time. As long as going in and out with a frequency such that the goy is concerned, he'll get caught if he starts acting in the barrels. That's enough to be, if you like, a hechsher. However, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Kol Rishut Goyim Ke'echad. Now, what's this Kol Rishut coming out? What's it got to do anything? So here, I'll just read the Penim Moshe. He says, Plug to Rabbi Shimon Elazar v'Tanakam b'Bahav. The Tanakama Sabash Eniach Yain Nochri. If you leave the wine in the property of this Nochri, who's the owner of the wine, who deba in and Shia, that's when you need all these requirements of the Bait Rabbi and the Irsh Israel and the Jews coming through Gam Kentarimba. Aval Brishut Noi Nochri Acher She'enu Balabait. So you were doing this business thing with James, and you now take the barrel and put it in the property of John. We say, well, that's different, then it'd be fine. In other words, then it's fine. However, Shimon Malaza says, no, Kol Rishut Nochrim Ke'echadim says, no, all Rishut Goyim Ke'echadim. In other words, it doesn't make a difference if you put another Rishut of the Goy, the requirements of Rishut or Yini Shmira applies. Also, when it comes to Rishut Nochri, that's all. Okay. The Seder. Now, there's one other important point that we need to stress as we continue to go through, but we'll continue. Actually, no, we'll stop here. No, we'll stop here. We're in the middle of the Mishnah, but there's still stuff to talk about. In other terms of, we haven't clarified what the financial agreement was between them. In other words, incentives, not incentives, and that's really what the next Mishnah will, that will continuation from this Mishnah, but the next Mishnah, Mishnah's, comes to refine. But we'll pick it up from here, finishing on the daf. All right, Kol Tov. Have a good day, and all things, if things are unfortunately equal, we won't be a shiur tomorrow because it's Shabbat, but otherwise, I'll see you on whatever, Friday, Mr. Shah. Kol Tov.
Friday, Master Shem Tzom Kol, everyone.
Tzom Kah.